Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, iOS 18.5 for iPhone is now available for everyone. The update brings multiple new features to iPhone users, including a new wallpaper, an upgrade to screen time, changes to the Mail app, and more. Apple's official release notes say the update includes a new Pride Harmony wallpaper that features colors that change position as users move, lock, or unlock their device. The new Pride Harmony wallpaper corresponds to the new Pride Harmony watch face available for Apple Watch, which has also now shipped as part of watchOS 10.5. For screen time, there's a new feature where parents will now receive a notification when the screen time passcode is used on a child's device. The Buy with iPhone feature is now available when purchasing content within the Apple TV app on a third-party device like an Amazon Fire Stick or a Roku. There's also support for carrier-provided satellite features like T-Mobile's partnership with Starlink on iPhone 13 models. Previously, this feature was only available on the iPhone 14 and newer. iOS 18.5 includes several other changes beyond what's mentioned in Apple's official release notes. In particular, the update makes further refinements to the new Mail app design that Apple first introduced with iOS 18.2 last fall. First, there's a new toggle that lets you quickly disable the new Contact Photos design in the Mail app. You can find this in the three-dot menu in the upper right corner, whereas previously it was buried in the Settings app. There's also a small visual change to the categorization design that makes it easier to see that you can swipe to the left to find the All Mail view. In addition to those features and changes, Apple also says that iOS 18.5 patches over 30 iPhone security vulnerabilities. Notably, none of these vulnerabilities were exploited in the wild, so no one took advantage of the problems. As always, we recommend updating your Apple devices to the latest software versions as soon as possible to make sure you're getting the most secure software possible on all of your products. In other news today, a new report from Bloomberg says that Apple is working on a battery life upgrade as part of iOS 19, thanks to Apple Intelligence. The report explains that Apple is planning an AI-powered battery management mode for iOS 19. The enhancement will analyze how a person uses their device and make adjustments to conserve energy. To create the technology, which is part of the Apple Intelligence platform, Apple is using battery data it has collected from users' devices to understand trends and make predictions for when it should lower the power draw of certain applications or features. iOS 19 will also add a new indicator to the lock screen, showing users how long it will take to charge their device. If this feature pans out, it could be one of the most useful implementations of Apple Intelligence that we've seen yet, as battery life is always a struggle for iPhone users looking to make it through the day on a single charge. Bloomberg continues and saying that besides the AI additions and the revamped interface that we've talked about before, Apple is pushing its engineers to ensure that iOS 19 is more functional and less glitchy than past iPhone updates. This theoretically should mean that your iPhone has fewer bugs and fewer problems when you make the jump from iOS 18 to iOS 19 in September. It's an ambitious focus when you remember that iOS 19 is expected to be the biggest visual redesign to iOS since iOS 7, but it's good to see Apple putting a focus on stability and performance, even in an otherwise big year. We're sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze Computer Backup was built for Macs. It runs natively on macOS, seamlessly backing up all of your business-critical files in the background without slowing down performance. It's easy to manage and simple to restore. Lost a file? No problem. Quickly restore files from the cloud or even have a physical drive shipped to you for easy recovery. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively score 10% off at checkout with code 9to5daily. That's 9to5daily at checkout for 10% off. Just go to backblaze.com/buy to purchase now or backblaze.com/9to5mac to create a trial account. My thanks to Backblaze for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, ahead of WWDC kicking off in June, Apple has officially unveiled this year's new accessibility features for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple Vision Pro. The features come as Apple celebrates 40 years of accessibility innovation with the company originally opening its Office of Disability in 1985. These features are destined for Apple's forthcoming iOS 19 and macOS 16 updates. Apple, of course, does not specifically refer to iOS 19 prematurely, and instead just says they're coming later this year. Headlining the announcements is an upgrade for the App Store. Later this year, Apple will add a new accessibility nutrition labels feature to App Store listings. This is similar to the privacy nutrition labels feature that Apple launched several years ago, giving users an easy way to see privacy practices of individual apps. The new accessibility nutrition labels will show users which accessibility features an app supports before downloading it. This includes things like voiceover, voice control, larger text, sufficient contrast, reduced motion, captions, and more. Additionally, in conjunction with iOS 19, Apple is bringing its Magnifier app to the Mac for the first time. The Magnifier app has been available on iPhone and iPad since 2016 as a way to give users who are blind or have low vision the ability to zoom in, read text, and detect objects around them. The new Magnifier app for Mac works with an iPhone connected via Continuity camera or via an attached USB camera. Once connected, users can zoom in on their surroundings with a video feed in the Magnifier app on their Mac. They can also manipulate the video feed to adjust things like perspective, brightness, contrast, colors, and more to make it easier to read. There's even the ability to recognize text, so a user can zoom in on a whiteboard in a meeting or in a lecture. Then the app can intelligently recognize the handwritten text on that whiteboard and make it more legible and easier to read on the Mac. Accessibility Reader is a new system-wide reading mode coming with iOS 19 and macOS 15 to make it easier to read text for users with things like dyslexia or low vision. The feature gives users new ways to customize text and focus on what they want to read. There are extensive options for font, color, and spacing, and even support for spoken content. Elsewhere, the update brings a new Braille access experience that Apple says can turn a user's Apple device into a full-featured Braille note taker that's deeply integrated into the Apple ecosystem. Apple's Live Listen feature, which first came to the iPhone with iOS 12, is expanding to the Apple Watch. The feature uses the iPhone's microphone to stream content directly to AirPods and made-for-iPhone hearing aids, so it's easier for a user to hear. With watchOS 11 this year, controls for Live Listen will now be available on the Apple Watch, including the ability to start or stop a Live Listen session remotely. There's also support for real-time captions, allowing users to follow along with conversation via live transcripts directly on their Apple Watch. Last but not least, Apple debuted its revolutionary personal voice feature as part of iOS 17 in 2023. The feature is a way for people who are at risk of losing their ability to speak, such as people with a recent diagnosis of ALS, to create and save a voice that sounds like them. The setup process for the initial version of Personal Voice was quite tenuous. Users had to say 150 different phrases to train Apple's machine learning model. The voice was then synthesized and processed overnight. With iOS 19, however, that process is getting dramatically easier. With iOS 19, Apple has completely revamped that setup process. Now users will only need to record 10 different phrases, and it processes in under a minute. Apple says the end result is a voice that is smoother and more natural sounding, even though that setup process is significantly quicker and easier. There are a whole bunch of other new accessibility features Apple has announced, and you can get the full rundown at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.